everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your favorite host, Shalina.
Hi!
Wow.
Hi, Shrag.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's got a new show coming out soon.
Woohoo. More podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to wonder what is too many.
Too many is when you can't record all of them and it takes too much time. And you forget about your one of your first ones that came out.
Oh, wow. Way to sneak that one in there. I haven't forgotten you yet. We've recorded week after week and then published week after week. We're nearing 50 episodes.
I know. It's very cool, isn't it?
We're counting down now. So
yeah. Getting to 50. Yeah. Then it'll be 6 years soon for me since Declutter Me started.
Also, it's exciting times. Well, we should be doing something special for episode 50 and 6 years.
We should make a plan. We should get organized and make a plan.
Yeah, we should. Maybe not tease things until we have it ready.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, because I was in my bathroom this morning and...
We should clarify to listeners, this is something you do every day.
Yes,
it's not special
it
for
is.
Today.
Yeah, no. I'm not disgusting like that Fox News guy who didn't wash his hands for 10 years. Did you hear about that?
No, and I did not want to. I don't
no,
need to
there's
know
a
these
guy,
things.
It was in the news that he hasn't washed his hands for 10 years. He doesn't believe in washing his hands.
But I find that hard to believe, though. Like, it's not possible.
No, exactly.
Is he showering?
Who must be?
So then,
and washing
then
your hair?
Yeah, so you wash your hands in the process. I'm guessing he's not someone that like washes his hands after going to the bathroom or like eating a meal, yeah. Which is different, but it's
That's
not.
Disgusting.
It can't be 10 years, though. Like, it's like 24 hours. Like,
well, yeah, but imagine like not cleaning horrible. Your hands like after you've eaten. Like, imagine. Maybe he uses a knife and fork and never uses his hands like to eat biryani or something. I do a lot of bathrooms for clients. So we do the wardrobes and the bedrooms, and then it always ends up that we end up doing the bathroom as well because it's an easy win. So I thought, let me talk about it because it is an easy win. It's easy to do yourself. A lot of people buy toiletries that they then don't use. So they just accumulate on the side of your bath or in your shower, in the cupboards, on the shelves, in your bathroom, depending on how much space you have. I mean, how many items do you have? Say, hair products. How many hair products do you have that you don't use? Lots of people, especially guys, buy all these different kinds of wax and then it doesn't work properly. And then you go, and it just there. Or you've needed to buy something and then you haven't gone to the store where you'd normally buy the one you usually like. So you've ended up buying something else and it's bearable but not what you love, and then you've ended up buying what you actually do love using, and so you've just got this tube of something. Find it a lot with hair products at clients' houses, but also with like shower gels and shampoos. You buy shampoos that actually don't apply for your hair and then make your hair go funny. Cleansers actually have expiry dates on them usually. So people just keep them because they didn't help or they made them have breakouts and then they never threw them. If you're getting breakouts from a cleanser, remove it. Give it to someone. Donate it to a friend, to family, to your sisters, your mom, your dad, whoever. Or give it to the maid or throw it away. If it's so bad, just throw it away. So what I always suggest is get a dustbin bag or a carrier bag to give it to other people to donate, and to make two things. So one for dustbin, so things that are finished, expired, and if they're empty bottles, you can put them in the recycle bin. But if they're not empty and they've got product and you can't take it out, put it in the trash bin. Anything that's new that you haven't used very often, take that out and give it for donation. And go through it. And it will only take you about 10 to 20 minutes to go through everything. But if you have a lot, put it in one basket and then take it out of the bathroom and sit like on the floor with it all out and just put it into the three piles. And also for sanitary products. So they do have expiry dates and people don't realize, and I show it to ladies all the time, check the expiry dates, especially for tampons. But even pads, and you know, you put them in your, well, you don't, but women do. We put the pads and the tampons in our bag, you know, just in case of emergency. But sometimes they stay in those bags for years. If they're older than 2 years, you need to get rid of them. Like, put a new one in or change bag. And you should be emptying your bag anyway, and that's another conversation we'll have. And then for the medicine. Medicine has expiry dates on them. Sometimes it's very unclear, but go through all of them every 6 months. And if you have items like antibiotics, you're supposed to finish the course of antibiotics. If you don't finish it, throw them in a safe way. If you've got new boxes that you've never used and they haven't expired, you can collect them and give them to the health authority here and in other places, or you can give them to clinics and they will give it to people who can't afford medicine right now. So I do that. I'll get a whole big carrier bag of medicine from clients of medicine that they don't use anymore and then go give it to my clinic. They donate it then to people who can't afford to buy the medicine right now or to refugees organizations.
That one's critical too. I cannot imagine the number of times you don't take the right medicine or you see something, it looks the same. Like, it's always better to get rid of.
And the problem here, and I mean, it's not, I know in the UK they don't prescribe that much, that they're very it's very difficult to get medicine sometimes, but here we're oversubscribed medicine. And I mean, the amount of times I've gone, don't give me, you know, they'll say, oh, we'll give you this, and I'm like, no, don't give me this. I've already got three of them, or I'm allergic to it, or there's some issue. I don't need 10 medicines for my flu. I just need an antibiotics and an antihistamine, and that's about it. So, you know, when you're at that stage, when you're at the doctors and they're saying, we're going to give you all this stuff, try and cut down if you already know you've got some of the medicine already at home, or if you don't need it. And then the ones you do have, make sure you use them. And if you don't use them, give them away straight away. There's no point keeping them just in case.
Yeah, I think the only thing that should stay back is your anti-inflammatory paracetamol type stuff, yeah, and vitamins, like that's it. The rest of it should ideally not be around.
Yeah. So there's only the ones that you need on a regular basis if you're prescribed regular medicine. I have to have antihistamine with me all the time. For some reason I get allergic reactions suddenly, so I have them, but I have that in my bag in my car, because it happens so often. And Panadol, of course. We all need Panadol. So, you know, or ibuprofen. But it's the same for, you know, so medicine, toiletries, they've all got expiry dates on them now. So you have to bear them in mind. And especially because of where we live, the heat makes them disintegrate.
Because they're all, at the end of the day, they're all chemicals and solutions. And so that, you know, it messes up with some of the way the solutions are, and then like they separate or they coagulate.
Exactly. So, and they'll expire in a quicker way just because of the heat here. You don't have your house always have the aircon on to keep everything cool unless you put it in the fridge. So, you know, you have to bear that in mind as well. So if it does taste funny or look funny, then you need to get rid of it as well. Especially now this high end stuff that's, you know, supposed to last only for 6 months or so.
It's more natural. We're seeing this general trend of like organic and natural, so they go bad faster too.
So yeah, so just be careful about that. And yeah, it's an easy way to get rid of stuff in a day.
Well, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, do leave us a review. Shalina will be very happy.
Yes.
And you can find more information by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. You can reach out to Shalina by visiting declutterme.com, filling out the contact form, or searching for Declutterme on social media.
Yep, I'm on all the social media.
Every single one. We'll see you next week.
Bye.